Parshas Vayakel, Parshas Parah. Vayakel is a lashon of gathering to bring together. Klal Yisrael b'kabbalas haTorah was achdus. Vayichan Yisrael neged ahor ki ish echad b'lev echad. The Ma'aseh Egel caused a pirud in Klal Yisrael. The Yerushalmi brings down that there is Yud Beis Agolim, 12 Egels connected to Yud Beis Shvatim. Each one had his own idea, an own way of bringing the ego. So the, you said it was the Mishkan was there to bring back the Achdus. And that's how we'll bring back the Shekhinah. That's how Yaakov Kamenetsky explains this word, Vayakel, in the beginning of the parasha over here, in the building of the Mishkan. The Talmidei Chasam Sofer bring down the shame, the Rebbe, Adover Nifla. They ask a question, how is Aaron Zeicher to be Meshamesh B'Kuhuna G'dayla after his Nichshal in the Ma'aseh Egel? Like it says in the Pasuk, Egel Asher Osa Aaron. And Chasam Sofer explained, Aaron HaKohen saw the Bnei Yisrael were Mefuzer and Mefayrud in the time when they came to make the Egel. Every single person had a different idea how to do the Egel, how to connect with the Rabbanu Shalom when Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't there, and this caused a big machlekes. And Aaron HaKohen understood that b'makom machlekes, it won't make a difference. Moshe Rabbeinu will come down tomorrow, like Rashi says in Parshas Korach, Nisrash lo yodov. When there's machlekes, there's no way to help. So Aaron HaKohen thought of an Eitza. If he himself will join in to make the Egel, everybody will be mishtatef. No one will have any snagdus to object. And Moshe will come the next day, and there'll be shalom b'neim. Berega achad yivar hara mikirbam. Says the Chasam Sofer, with this he was zeichet to kuhuna g'doyla. Half of a fella. Be'emes, this is the hemshech of the Yimei Apurim that we just went through. Leich knoif kol ha-Yehudim. Amen HaRosha said, Yeshna Amar Echad Befoizu Meforid was missing in the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. In order to restore and to bring the Yeshua, there had to be an Achdus. Leich knoif kol ha-Yehudim. In all the mitzvahs ayoyim, a mitzvah of Ava, v'achu v'sholom v'reus, v'shloach manos, matonis lev yoinim. These are all things that bring together Suda, Mishpacha, Mishpacha. Now, in Parashas Parah, we have over here, it's the Parasha in Parashas Chukas of the Taira of Parah Aduma. Rashi Megillah brings down B'Shem B'Yishalmi, B'din, Lahagdin, Parashas Chodesh. Really should have had Parashas Chodesh before Parashas Parah, because Be'echad, B'Nisan, Bukam HaMishkan, U'B'Sheni Loi, and the second day was Nisr for the Parah. V'higdima m'pnei taharoson shal Yisrael. We're makdim the parasha of Parah because of taharoson shal Yisrael, the importance of having the Tyre in Klal Yisrael. U'nisham m'param sfaseinu, just like they were m'tara p'nei Yisrael, they the Parah, today we're m'tara sofai, they the Kriya and Torah. The Aruch HaShulchan brings down a makor, it says twice, l'chukas oylam, in the beginning of the parasha by Parah, and the end of the parasha it says, first time is you could be matar yourself even after the Churban. If the paradu, you can make a paradumia even after the Churban Beis Hamikdash. And the second time it says that it tells us is Aide the Kriyas HaTorah, we can makabal Torah. Just like in the time when they made it to Parah, that's how they got the Torah. Today we get the Torah Aide, the Kriya in the Parashas HaTorah. Rav Nachal brings down in Parashas Shemini, B'Shem the Sefer Chesed LaAvram, that from Purim until Pesach, 30 days, every single day, Rabbi Hashem is Mala Umatar Yikla Yisrael, every single day, one Madrega of the 30 Madregas, up until Pesach, just like Rabbi Hashem is Mataros, we went out of Mitzrayim. So to understand a little bit Parshas Parah and the Kabbalah of Tyre that we get, that comes out of it, the Parsha Parah starts with Zeis Chukas HaTorah. Rashi tells us that the Satan and the Umas HaOlam, they say about Klal Yisrael, the Taina, what kind of mitzvah is this? What's the time of this mitzvah? Has no reason, has no explanation, has no time. That's why it says chukah. It says gzeira himulfanai ve'in rishus lahar acharei. The Rebbe Salevi and Parash Kisisa brings a question that the Mepharshim ask, that Rashi brings down from Ramosha Darshan, that the para aduma came to Mechapar on the Maisa Ego. Moshe leben Shifcha shetin for paltin shel melech. Amru, tova imoy v'tekaneach atzoya, kach tova apara v'tekhapar al ego. It seems like that there is a reason for the para. But after the Maisa Ego, nor to Mechapar on the Maisa Ego, we have to bring a para aduma to Mechapar on the Avera of the ego. And if you look at Rashi over there, every prat of the Maisa Parah is connected to Maisa Ego. Even more so in the Yoitza, the Parshas Parah, it's Mamash, Vur, Mefurit, every single prat. So why is it called a Chayk? If everything is exact to the Maisa Ego, it seems like this is the time of the mitzvah. Why is it called Chukas HaParah? It's not called, why is it called Chukas HaTorah? It should really be called Chukas HaParah. Mashma Zoyz Chukas HaTorah, this Yisoid, or this Choyk, is Negev for Kol HaTorah Kula. It's also hard to understand that this is the reason of the Parah, because we know that Klal Yisrael got a few mitzvahs in Mara before they were Mekabel the Torah. Kibbut Aveim, and they got Kibbut Aveim, they got Dinin, and Shabbos, and Parah. So Shabbos and Dinin and Kibbut Aveim, we can understand, but Parah, what was the significance that we have to have Parah before Matan Torah? Also, we have to understand Shlomo HaMelech says that he was zeichet to understand all the timing of the Torah, and he had a special bakasha of knowing the time of Paraduma. The Rabbi Nishan didn't want to be Megal to him. What's the reason? Why is it something that you can't be Megal the time over here? So when we come to explain this inyan, we have to understand that there's two tzadim, there's two sides to explanations to timing of mitzvahs. Is it a big, is a bigger mile to know the time or not to know the time? So there's stodim lakam and lakam. There's two sides. There's a big mile about knowing the time. First of all, time in a mitzvah is also a chelik of the Torah. It's a mitzvah talmud Torah. Lahavin oimek ha-mitzvah. To understand the sides of Torah. The time of Torah. Besides that, there's a tremendous mile about the time. The time is also, besides being the reason, it also, it's like taste, like tam is a lashon tam ba'ochlin. When a person knows the time of mitzvahs, it gives him a cheshek, a simcha. He does it more bediktuk, kirchasai. But mitzad sheni, the Rabbi Nisham left us some mitzvahs, which are called chukim, without any timing. Why is that so? Because it has a maila, because we do it b'shlemus, even without understanding it. Because the Rabbi Nisham told us to do it, like an Eved Neman, that does it because Hashem, because the Baruch Hashem was mitzavos. This is the reason why Klal Yisrael had to have a chayt before Matan Torah, to know that even though you understand things like Kibbut Aveim and Dinin, but there has to be a mitzvah that is not, has no reason, at least you understand, you don't understand the reason, and after Pekin you're doing it because the Baruch Hashem was mitzavos to do it. And that's why it's called Zayis Chukas HaTorah, because it's the Mayim Mitzakol HaTorah Kula. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't want to be Megala to Shlema, because there's a special Maila. This is what shows us that when we do all the mitzvahs, we're doing it because the Rebbe Hashem told us to do it. The love of because we understand it. You do it when you understand it, so you say, because I'm understanding it, that's why I'm doing it. So what makes it to be a pure mitzvah, just because Rebbe Hashem was a tzavit, when we have like. So that's what the Beis Halevi and the Chassam Sofer explained, that what it says in the Medrash, Tova Ima V'Tekaneach B'na, the Medrash is that the Maise Parah Aduma was Mechaper on the Maise Ego. The Ein, it's not the Pshat is that the Mitzvah was given because of the eagle. That's not the Tava mitzvah. The reason why the Rabbanu Shalom was not megala to us, the Tam, is the kapara on the chet of the Maisa Egel. Ein reshus lahara chareo. By the Maisa Egel, they made cheshbainus. They wanted to do it for the right reasons. They wanted to be master gruchnius. They didn't have a manik. They wanted to have ashras hashkina. But it was a toyus. The Rabbanu Shalom is not mitzave. That's not what they should be doing. So the Maisa para symbolizes this yisoid that you cannot make cheshbainus. And in order to be masig, the matara that you want is only with through the Tziva Hashem. And if you don't do it with the Tziva Hashem, you come to make a mistake. And Be'emes, the Beis Halevi says that's why when it comes to building the Mishkan, it says so many times, the din of Kasha Tziva Hashem, Kasha Tziva, it says over there, Kasha Tziva, because they're doing it because of the Tziva, they loved us because of the Cheshbainus, just because the Banshu was Mitzava, that was like a... That was, instead of them, what they did in the Maisa Egel, they made Cheshbainus over here, they built a Mishkan because the Rabbanu Shalom was Mitzava. Now we have to know that this Yisoid of not making Cheshbainus is not only negated to mitzvahs, it's negated to everything that happens in life. There's a beautiful Chassam Sofer from last week's parasha on the Pasuk for Isis, Achorah Paner Leiro, Remez Nifla. He says, understand Maisei Hashem, that we can't understand the Maisei Hashem before they happen. Afterwards, you could see all the milas of sometimes why things happen, but beforehand, we can't understand the Maisei Hashem. And he says, just like we see in the Maisei of Purim, that they killed Vashti and they brought Esther to be a Malka, and all these things look like a terrible time for Klal Yisrael. At the end, we saw them afraid that every single part of the Megillah turned into a Torah for us and a Te'elis, and Hashem planted already the Yeshua, when all these things happened at Tzaras and looked like things that were not good for Klal Yisrael, actually all turned into to be part of the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael. So a chayk is something without a tam. We just do it because the Rabbanu Shalom is mitzava. So we could say now that this tire of Klal Yisrael that we have as they're reading the paras, or we have the dveikus in Hashem, and we understand that we're doing it just because the Rabbanu Shalom is mitzvah to us, and not because we have to understand the Tam. That's total dveikus in Hashem. That brings Taira. It's not a coincidence that the Choyk of Parah Aduma is a Choyk without a Tam, and also brings to Taira. Because the dveikus that we have in Hashem, that Kufa brings us to Taira. We see also it's Meichel Aveira of Avodah Zarah, like we had Avodah Zarah Mitzrayim. The Taira that we need is something connected that, just like the Para Adumo was connected to Maisa Egel, so too it helps us connect to Mesalak Avodah Zara from a person within himself. This is Parsha of Para is Mechazakas Nemuna. This is the Hagdama to Chag of the Yom Tov Pesach, which is the Chag of Amuna in Hashem. It's making us to the Geula. It's Mevir Geula. Yerushalmi says that the Dalet Parshias are connected the Dalit crisis. That's why it says between the third and the fourth, he came in mafsik between the Parshas Parah and Parshas Chodesh came in mafsik, just like the Arba crisis, he came in mafsik between the third and the fourth. It also says that the Dalit crisis are connected the Dalit Shainas and Geula, the four different, the Shainas, which means different levels of Geula. So these four Parshas are really making us for the Geula, the Chodesh Geula of Chodesh Nisan. Today, the Parsha Parah that we're going to read of Klal Yisrael with the Achdus of Klal Yisrael that brings Taira, the Parsha Parah that brings Taira, it's Meichelos from the Averis of Avodah Zarah that brings Emunah into our lives. The mitzvahs are done with more of connection with the Rabbanu Shel Olam. That brings us to the Geula. Amen. Amen.